Do you know something interesting? 15 years ago, also 10 years ago, but specifically 15 years ago, you were much more likely to hear man up rhetoric in the sense of, you're a man, you need to do a better job, you need to do this and that. And these days, you don't hear nearly as much of that. Now, in theory, superficially, if you look from the outside of things, it seems like the mainstream and many different outlets have picked up on the issue that men are falling behind, that men are not doing well, that men are just in general not having a good time, and specifically, that men are not particularly pleasing to the current set of women out there. And so you just don't hear as much of the man up rhetoric in response to this. However, I can assure you that all of this is to be found under a veil of precisely just that. Man up. Because it's changed a bit. Now, what's happened? Well, frankly speaking, social media. It used to be the case that a lot of men that are now invisible for women were somewhat more visible. And women were still, of course, not entirely satisfied or pleased. And so that has transitioned. And so you would hear the man up rhetoric. Because women would see men that they don't like, they don't find appealing, et cetera, and they say, okay, you got to do better. And these days, you don't hear nearly as much of that because social media has taken over everything. And the primary means of getting to know somebody in the context of dating, relationships, marriage, this sort of thing, is social media. Dating apps, the usual. And so an entire class of men who are at least semi-visible to women are now completely invisible. And in response to this, and other things affecting men, you know, self-deletion rates, men dropping out of university, not attending university, all these things, you do see a lot of mainstream picking up on this and expressing quote-unquote concern. In the context of this alleged concern that the mainstream is showing towards men, you can see various outlets that allege that they want to have serious discussions and look for solutions to help men. And nowhere was this more clear in the context of an interview or a debate, if you wish to call it that, that took place on a channel called Diary of a CEO. Now, you might know Diary of the CEO. He's this multimillionaire dude who sits there at a table and talks to people, and the whole thing is commercialized junk. In the middle of a serious interview, like it was the case with the one I'm about to talk about, he will do personal spots for Shopify and this sort of thing. And it just goes to show how much it detracts from what they claim they want to do, which is to help men, allegedly. And so there was this debate between some woman who is a professional dating advisor, who used to be a psychologist of some sort, and this other guy called Scott Galloway. You might know him. And he's been making the rounds for a year or two talking about the male crisis and how this issue needs to be addressed in various ways. Now, as I said, you'd think this is a serious discussion / debate. You think they're looking into ways of helping men? No, in reality, they spent the entire time slagging off men and praising women. And it's interesting because in the middle of this debate, the woman is talking about how expensive she is. Meanwhile, Scott Galloway is saying, look, we need to talk about the 80% of men, you know, the large chunk of men that are left behind, they don't have a lot of options, they're struggling in life. And you'd think, again, that he actually is concerned, but no, getting back to the man-up rhetoric, it was all about man-up rhetoric. It was all about how they need to make more money, how they need to be fit, they need to go to the gym, of course, they need to do all these things, all to help out women, basically. All to please women, and that's about it. It just goes to show that once things go mainstream, it doesn't mean that the mainstream is actually concerned, and it doesn't mean that man-up rhetoric has disappeared. It's just taken on a different form. In this case, it's, oh, woe is the poor men, they're suffering, but they need to do better in order to please the women. Because, gods forbid, men have their own issues, they're struggling, and not everyone can pull themselves out of a black hole. And this is a point I brought up a lot of times. People will praise women nonstop for their amazing achievements and the money they're making, the fact that they're more likely to be class valedictorian, and the fact that they're more likely to go to university and get degrees and this sort of thing. And how is this made possible? Well, by giving women a leg up in every possible way imaginable. They weren't walking on crutches and somehow ascended the mountain on their own. No, they had a ton of help. And that's just the human condition. Everyone needs help to some degree. And if people are legitimately concerned about the state of men and what's happening to men, and again, this is not Diary of a CEO, it's not Chad Williams, or any of these other ball lickers, then you have to acknowledge something. It's a question of quid pro quo. This is a game theoretical question, gentlemen. Yes, most men are not appealing to women anymore. We've been over this a million times. Yeah, it seems to be true. However, you need to give humans, all humans, incentives as to why they need to do things, as to why they should want to do things. And again, this debate on Diary of a CEO, highly commercialized, with Scott Galloway feigning concern and then saying, you need to build your money and go to the gym. And yeah, technically, all that's true. If you want to attract a mate, apart from the obvious looks thing, which he didn't mention a whole lot, you need to build your portfolio, so to speak, and improve on it. There's no doubt about that. But again, for what? Why do something for a very vague, ephemeral reward that may not even exist, that probably doesn't exist? The reality is that you don't always get what you want in life. That's just the cold, harsh reality, whatever it might be. And relationships are no exception. There are plenty, and I mean plenty, of relationships and marriages. I've observed them that are basically, yeah, it's good enough, it's okay, it's not amazing, I can tolerate it, this sort of thing. Are these the dream relationships and marriages that most people want? Well, no. And this is because rarely in life do you get exactly what you want. You have to compromise, right? But if you take that reality against the backdrop of doing all these things, allegedly, to win, in air quotes, for the sake of acquiring a mate that you're not even particularly interested in, and more importantly, who's probably settling for you because perhaps she had her fun, can't be bothered, or she just doesn't think she has a chance, and of course you are the reliable oofy-doofy, I don't know, that doesn't sound like a particularly great deal to me, coming from somebody like Scott Gallagher, which is exactly what he's preaching in that entire debate slash discussion. Do all the things to make you an optimal oofy-doofy, and maybe, just maybe, some woman will like you. Because that's what he did. He talks about his own relationship, his marriage, he made a ton of money, and that's how he attracted the woman. And look, I'm not denying the reality that wealth can attract women. Question is, are the women legitimately interested in you as a person, or is the wealth a proxy for other things? And we all know how that goes. So it's really interesting that when you decode everything, at the end of the day, you have a very wealthy oofy-doofy preaching to men to be oofy-doofies just like him, although probably not nearly as wealthy, in order to justify his own existence. Now, I'm not saying that men shouldn't do what Scott Galloway is saying they should do. If they want to do it, if men want to do this stuff, you know, make money, go to the gym, become financially attractive, as he refers to it, then yeah, they can do that. Maybe they should do that, if that's what they want to do. But I think we're at a point now where unrewarded effort is just not seen as effort that's worth expending in the first place. And this is something that applies to basically everything across the board in life. We're at a point now where the probability of certain types of efforts being rewarded is so low that working on something on the off chance that it might work out, that it might somehow have some benefit down the line, rather than it's very likely, it's very probable, it is going to be a thing, which is what the earlier mindset was for men. I'm sorry, that's the reality now. As the late great Barbarossa said once, the juice just isn't worth the squeeze in many, if not most, cases. And you need to offer a little bit more than busting your buttocks off on the off chance that you can get together with a woman who barely likes you and only likes you because you're a very, very efficient automated wallet, which is essentially what this entire debate boiled down to. And the woman, the psychologist turned dating coach, was completely clueless, like I said, spouting nonsense like, oh, men need to become emotionally available to women, all this nonsense that we've heard a million times, and repeating these stupid, idiotic, moronic stated preferences in contrast to the revealed preferences, which they're reluctant to talk about because women don't want to be seen as superficial or what have you. Anyway, what I'm seeing here is that the man-up rhetoric has mutated a bit. And so you get these wealthy oofy-doofies like Scott Galloway telling men to follow suit in his tracks in order to attract a mate. And the women, like this woman in the video, I'll link it in the description, they don't care at all. They're out to lunch. They are living in the clouds. All people, men, women, everyone, wants to be rewarded ideally for their efforts. If the efforts are incredibly costly, but the reward is minimal to non-existent or very improbable, what do you think people are going to do? So, yes, average guys are definitely not appealing to women, certainly not in the looks department. And yes, they could probably put in more effort, they could make more money, they can do this and that. But is that juice worth the squeeze? I'm not going to tell any individual guy if it is or not, but I don't think it helps when you have this commercialized junk out there telling men that their best option in life is to be an automated wallet. Yes, they might actually find, quote-unquote, a partner by being an automated wallet, but does the partner actually like them? Probably not. And for a lot of guys, that's just not enough. Anyway, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my very generous patrons on Patreon, my donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel could not exist. Thank you so much. And if you can leave a like, comment, share, and subscribe, all that usual YouTube jazz, you're much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until the next time, may the gods truly watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.